This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Biden is increasing Social Security payments and lowering Medicare costs. The Biden administration announced that the Social Security Administration will raise Social Security payments 8.7% as a cost of living increase for 2023 beneficiaries. It's the largest one-time increase since 1981 and the largest experienced by beneficiaries alive today. The 8.7% increase follows another that took effect this year. That was a 5.9% increase in Social Security checks. The increase will be added to benefits payable to more than 65 million Social Security beneficiaries in January 2023. Increased payments to more than 7 million supplemental security income beneficiaries begins December 30th of this year. Social Security beneficiaries will realize the full cost of living adjustment. In previous years, the annual adjustment was eaten up by increases in the cost of Medicare Part B, the unit of Medicare that pays for doctor and hospital outpatient services. But Medicare premiums are set to stay flat or even decrease going into 2023 because of a large increase last year tied to a new calculation in the cost of an Alzheimer's treatment. Acting Social Security Administration Commissioner Kilolo Kijakazi said Medicare premiums are going down and Social Security benefits are going up in 2023, which will give seniors more peace of mind and breathing room. This year's substantial Social Security cost of living adjustment is the first time in over a decade that Medicare premiums are not rising and shows that we can provide more support to older Americans who count on the benefits they have earned. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester will hold an in-person public town hall meeting at 2 p.m. Friday in the Student Center at Helena College. Senator Tester will answer questions and provide updates on recent congressional business, including his recently signed PACT Act to deliver health care and benefits to generations of toxic exposed veterans, his recently signed Inflation Reduction Act, which lowers health care costs for Montanans and cuts the national debt, and the implementation of his Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Tester held a public town hall meeting in Bozeman last week, 8 public town hall meetings in 2019, and when the COVID-19 pandemic prevented large in-person gatherings, Tester hosted 21 virtual town hall meetings. Montana officials are issuing seasonal and year-round restrictions on recreational shooting within two tracts of trust land in Gallatin County because of public safety concerns and ongoing misuse of the state properties. Beginning November 12th, firearms will be restricted year-round on about a 15-acre sliver of state trust land just south and east of Axtell-Ansony Road. The area with the permanent ban on shooting encompasses a small corner of a larger 480-acre parcel of state trust land near Gallatin Gateway. Officials are issuing the closure to protect several area residents who live within the line of sight. The rest of the parcel will remain open to recreational shooting. Montana DNRC also is seasonally restricting firearm use on about a 640-acre chunk of state trust land south of Logan due to the impacts of intense shooting pressure on grazing lessees in the area. The affected tract of land is about a half mile south of U.S. Interstate 90 on Buffalo Jump Road. There, people won't be allowed to discharge firearms for several weeks each fall and spring. The closures will take place each year from November 12th to November 25th, then from April 15th through June 30th. The fall closure will allow for fence, water well, and solar panel repair and lease evaluation, and the spring closure will allow for active grazing, fence repair, and general management activities. The agency said Montana State Trust lands are working lands managed to generate millions of dollars in revenue annually for Montana students and other beneficiaries. The ability to generate income from these lands is being jeopardized by the intense recreational shooting taking place. There's an online interactive map of all recreational use closures and restrictions on Montana's state trust lands at dnrc.mt.gov/recreation. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.